Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Following the not guilty pleas yesterday on behalf of three teenagers charged with harassing a South Hadley teenager who committed suicide, three more are due in court tomorrow. While it's students facing criminal charges, serious questions being raised by the suicide death of 15-year-old Phoebe Prince are also being directed at educators. Teachers and school administrators across the state are paying increasing attention to their roles in preventing bullying wherever and however it happens. And the Phoebe Prince case is an immediate reminder that it increasingly happens online.
The number one issue by far is the rumor mill. If the only thing we were able to accomplish was to get kids to be conscious and aware of the online impact on the rumor mill, we will have accomplished a great deal, because that is far and away the most common problem online.
That is cyberbullying expert Elizabeth Englander, who led a seminar in Worcester yesterday, which drew more than 200 teachers, counselors, and school administrators from around the state. Englander is on something of a one-woman mission to raise awareness about online bullying, and it's clear that for some in the auditorium, the facts are new and scary. More than once, teachers gasped when Englander described some of the horrific interactions she'd seen between teens on Facebook.
I don't even know if we can keep up with this.
That is Annette Boyer, a white-haired school librarian from Worcester.
Because I'm just beginning to absorb some of this stuff today. And by next week, there'll be other things out there that we won't know about, you know? It's very dangerous stuff.
Knowing what's going on isn't the only challenge. Even if school faculty members are aware of what students are doing online, they're not sure they can get involved in what happens off school grounds. Elizabeth Englander says it's true that teachers don't always have the right to take disciplinary action in online cases, but she says that doesn't mean they can't say something like this.
Let me give you a warning. If there is any retaliation, if you continue this online behavior here in school, then you will be subject to school discipline. We're aware of the situation and we're watching.
But almost always, says Englander, the online behavior will continue in school. That's why she wants teachers to stop thinking of bullying and cyberbullying as separate issues, arguing they're interconnected. The vice principal at a middle school in Northborough, Michelle Karb, who was also at the seminar yesterday, says she's seen that firsthand.
You know, students may come into school and you may see an exchange that looks like it's nothing. Maybe a student just makes a kind of an innocent face at somebody else, but if you don't know the interactions that happened online the night before, it's hard to understand the impact that that face might have had on the person.
And that makes it hard for educators to appreciate how serious some bullying situations may be. In the case of Phoebe Prince, teachers have said they knew about some harassment at school but did not understand everything happening online. It's something Elizabeth Englander told teachers they have to find out.
Abuse is about secrecy. You have power over your victim by keeping it a secret and by keeping your victim quiet. So when the adults say, "We know exactly what's going on. We're not leaving this alone, and we're not keeping it a secret," you are immediately disabling a lot of that power.
But as the criminal court proceedings in the Phoebe Prince suicide tell us, stopping bullying is not all about education anymore. Sometimes it's about law enforcement. One of the people in the front row of yesterday's seminar in Worcester was the district attorney of Worcester County, Joseph Early.
How big a problem is this from a law enforcement point of view?
It varies. We see it sometimes more than others, but we always see it. Lately, we've seen an awful lot of it.
When you say we've seen an awful lot of it, I take it you mean in schools, not necessarily as something that law enforcement is getting involved in?
Well, we go out to the schools. We make ourselves available for internet safety, cyber safety, sexting, bullying, and harassing. And while we're out in the schools, we always get parents raising their hands saying, "This is happening to my child. This happened to my child. How can you help us on this? How do we prevent this? These girls, they started on my daughter and it hasn't stopped. We've tried three different remedies, four different remedies. Can you give us information?" This is how we're seeing it. We get calls from school principals, teachers. We had a child come up to our expert and say he'd rather take a physical beating because the physical beating had a start point and end point. But with internet bullying, it just goes on and on and on. It's endless. And it drives a lot of these kids to a point where they don't want to go to school. They become disillusioned. They become anxious. A lot of the things that Dr. Eklund spoke about and hit on are exactly what we're seeing.
Where is this better handled? At home? In school? I assume you don't think the courts are the right place to handle it.
Well, you know, I think everyone has to be involved. It's parents, it's educators, and it is us in law enforcement as well, because when it rises to a level that it's getting out of hand, we have to be there to intervene, step in and say, wait a minute, here's where it's become threatening, here's where it's become criminal. Everything's out there that needs to be out there to stop it, but you've got to connect the dots.
Do you see the situation in South Hadley, which is now moving through the court system, do you see that as leading to more of these cases ending up in court?
I see that case as a trigger point for awareness, a trigger point for education, which may, as a result, bring more cases to court. It's not what we're looking for, but I think out of tragedy oftentimes is born some very good things, and unfortunately out of tragedy, you know, there are some silver clouds. And if it's bringing awareness, if it's meaning that there's less and less of this with regards to children and the torture that they feel when they're being harassed, the name-calling, I see that as a good thing. But in terms of more getting to court, rising to that level, I think we'll just have to wait and see.
District Attorney Early, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Joseph Early is the District Attorney for Worcester County.